way out.
Billy, he ni mal ko ni abo tak si babati.
Chuta.
Anti mal ko ni abo tak si babati. Ato si ko ni abo tak si mara. Kini na si ni siya kami.
Never told like a law, too big is it?
Yeah.
Just reminded of having a big time meeting.
Thank you. evening, you have to announce session two, 4:30, first of 5 o'clock, public meetings.
Oh.
Yeah, community, CPQ, you can not in.
In the corner?
Yeah.
That's good.
So there will be a vision of two. Yeah, how you got?
Judy Sheldon. Leonard Douglas.
Here.
Minnie Morris.
Here.
Tommy Sheldon.
Here.
Rachel Craig.
Here.
Truman Stevens.
Here.
Judith Thomas.
Here.
Colleen Barr.
Here.
Chris Jackson.
Here.
David Sage.
Yeah.
Nate Bernhardt.
Here.
Allison.
Here.
Dwight Arne.
Here.
Now set up organization home report, village report, digital, come on up, we want to leave it here. On up this last season, come out there in last season, and it's all controlled if you would work.
Good morning.
I'm in our office, come on, and come out of the.
Oh, you were strange.
I was strange.
I
and the chief of the town. And we will do after that. We have you nothing for the occasion to parliament. Nothing to allow you, Lani, and more than as well as it is. If you Sicily, Cardinal Fina, nothing achieving the irony, and then the autumn of Quentin and Latin, the religion in the village, to live for your love, wishing, and you wait at me. Come on, the port of the Ecosystem, be a name of Tom, or a name of Kakapta, and this is Lucy Sulit. You material calling me put Tarna. You material calling me put. That's just a big fun. You man, I'm using it too. Muma, meet of that door, you did not come up. The reaching and the reason, the king and the reason, all of that, the road to the land, the reaching, the tattoo, the bamma, the glad again of mutton.
Just wait. Seaboard, mark the point. First of all, I'd like to send greetings from my parents. I know they'd like to say hello to a lot of their friends and relatives. So I'd like to send greetings from my parents, Bobby Girl. It's really good to be here. We're having a good time. I'm glad to be here in Camelina. I think that these elders' conferences should be held in villages. I vote for Amber next time myself. I'll start off with a CAD Civil report. I was just hired to work with the Upland Trust, and Marie Green was in that position, and she moved upstairs to the party, and I deal with a lot of the II grants, and we just got done with a really successful planning session with professional groups of students, and we talked a lot about that go this time. We're planning on having board meetings. I mentioned that we would like to meet early, and we'll let those people know that have been involved in Camp Sue early, a few months before Camp Sue, so that we can start planning things. And we'll plan the curriculum that should be taught. We will look at that handbook, there's a handbook of Camp Sue, and we'll see if we need to revise it or not. But the main thing is to try to get things started early. And right now we're writing grants from DCRA and the Landon Foundation. And at this time, we're going to be looking for airlines that will be giving us the cheapest rates for kids to travel. If you have any ideas on how this camp could be run better, more efficient, please let us know. We're always willing to make things better and for change. If there's a strong area, leave it that way. But we want to make sure that we operate a really good camp so that we can work with other camps. I know that Selwick and other areas are working on camps. So we want to be able to work with them to strengthen their camp and also look into our region and statewide so that we could possibly follow the Camp Sue format. So we want to make it a strong and really successful camp for our youth. Any questions about Camp Sue?
Should we have a student change the team?
How old the students will, excuse me, how old the students will have to be?
Right now we're starting seventh to college.
Seventh to college.
Those young ones might
7 years
tough
old?
To handle.
College. Seven.
From 7 years old?
Yeah, 7 years
okay.
old to college.
Some of the villages can pay that tuition of $50. We do use them, for those who don't their wages from money, and you know that things. I got a lot of grandkids that have been to see this every summer, but they ask me $50 to see the things.
Yeah, some kids and parents, they're, if they can donate, if they can pay, then we encourage them to, but not everyone can pay.
It's really good though. I can see them. They also want to go back to Dave and ask him, Grandma, can I go next Sunday? Yeah, you want to go and over there? We can. We'll go. One of my grandkids will want to stay here. The ones who never obey us, too vicious. You do dishes?
Yeah, I do.
He never did. He never obeyed, that's right.
Yeah, we're
that's
trying
good for them.
Yeah, it'll be
to
good.
Make them work.
Yeah, we'll see how this fee thing, what do you guys think about having kids pay a $50 fee? Do you think that would be okay?
Oh. I look up feeding fee.
For going to camp?
Mm-hmm. For Camp Sue? Right now, the whole total cost for us to operate Camp Sue, we had every student would be $158,000. This is to pay for personnel, for transportation, food, materials, everything. It would cost us $158,000 to run a successful Camp Sue. That's how much the budget is right now. And right now, we don't ask the
My daughter always pay ahead because it got deadline.
Yeah.
So that's why we are already in. The ones who have the last 3 hours, they are ready with.
So we want to get this information to the schools as soon as we can. So kids right now are going to start thinking about it, planning.
That's an educational camp, and
It takes money to run anything, and this is education to kids too. You have to pay. We have to wrestle for money to get you in, and this is a good part of education. Not try to. Sometimes we try a little bit too much, trying to get everything for nothing, and we just spoil our kids, and we don't educate them. They have to be educated from home too, not only from the schools. And this is part of it.
I think it'll be good for kids to try to raise that money too, to learn how to work at that young age to raise their wage.
Mm-hmm.
And some kids back home didn't get our degree from the school system.
Our kids from Sedgwick go to Maverick and from there they go to both. Not that much to learn in your career.
Percentage.
Something for you guys to think about. But the main thing, like I said, is for us to plan early. We don't want to try to do things at the last minute.
So they start talking about for them to be there. I still have some activity with you.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't speak, but Kavangli Agrinir Akdotir College Aid Student Guluni Ikushan Yaksapan, $95 one way from Kotzebue to from Upper Kobuk for the fee. Yeah, for college students because they're adults already. Up to 12 years, they pay $95. That's the most with any airline now. So I guess they would go for that $50 fee, you know, instead of paying their fare. I don't know.
I worked there as a camp director assistant one summer, and I understand a few things about this camp. I know it costs money to move children around, no matter how you look at it. But there's a way, like Red Shell, Hannah, Bertha Jennings, she was there to work with the group. They work from different angles, like transportation-wise, you have to put Norway children from the boat to the boat to sit camp in the air. And when they do that, just anybody just can't haul these kids around. You have to have a certified captain, a boat that they're gonna have inspection to haul these kids around before they start doing it. So that one problem right there is real harsh. Another thing, food. In Council of Navy, they have ideas, something like they'll set net. They try to get fish from that net to feed the camp, all of them. all of the kids. And the point is, when we do that, we're trying to train them to understand what it's all about, to be better yourself, what we're talking about. Before the orientation, when we have a bunch of kids that morning, before we put them or bring them to the room where we'll say, you have to listen to the rules, who's trying to run the game. That one of the things we try to explain to the kids. And a lot of times I would be talking to them and speaking a little bit about what Eskimo living is all about. That's our point. And so we have problems with the kids from the camp, some of them. And this up to me and Claire, because he was camp director, to him and I walk together and talk to the kid. If we really get into problems, still we have to kind of straighten that child. A lot of times we work together and try to do our job best we can. Like she says, there's a lot of money to run the camp. And this $50 has been there ever since it started, the camp seal. And we thought it was too much. After I count my money in my pocket, a lot of times I don't have enough to send 7 kids of my own family right there. And maybe my wife will send 4 of them, and that was the best thing she's done. They learned a lot. One boy, one of my grandchildren, he's tall and she's in high school right now. Him and I went hunting, he had a shotgun in the front. I didn't know he would learn how to shoot shotgun in that camp so near, because he was able to shoot that duck easy instead of that little plate like that shoot up in the air already. And see, those things are the best things that ever happened in camp. The training to do things. How to hunt. I had my own boat. I volunteered with my boat with $50 a day so that my pocketbook won't get hurt. Means about taxes, income tax. That was good. Additional employment for my retirement and social security thing. That there's people here in that group. You are the one in Rachel and Hannah, and they're like Harriet. They work so that they will talk to those people that are trying to run the camp, and also people from the camp, families. You have a right to speak. That's fine, but we also have to do things like try to work with those people. If we don't. Problem. So, but while I'm talking here, I was there. Last summer I had a good problem too with my family. I had to stay home and take care of my family. So, I would learn a lot. I would learn a lot from that council meeting. At least I get real fat when I return. Matter of fact, I was there with my boat to go check on the net with about 5-6 every trip to show them how to check the net. And there's some people how to show them how to cut it. People hang it, dry it, things like that. So really, it's one of those people that have been there ever since it started. And he was supposed to be more like kind of oversee how it's going. So we stay together, we're trying to look away somewhere, take a look, and try to find out a better way to run it, cheaper, groceries, cost money, and another thing. Little transportation, like little four-wheeler to beat everything up, otherwise we pack it. A lot of work. So, okay, you might find home, talking too long, that's what I know from the past.
How much does here to find garlic gets in a day, or when trip from garlic to cinnamon or from katsu?
How does the answer go? That Laurie Shirk has at Cobalt River Fitz, he's certified, postcard certified, and we have to follow through the postcard guidelines. If you're transporting children, you have to have postcard certified driver, and he charges $250 per hour.
So I thought it was expensive, it's cheaper than yours because it's ours is only for, we can certify private too, that we cleaned out in that car. I won't tell you that much.
I just
see when they're like, that's good.
I get found in.
I'll give you 100.
I get found in ASU coming to those kids, I get found in.
Tarmuna kaksi tapon tukalla tällä noma pitsutaan vuonna me kaksi lakalaat ja ura on inna rätte katana rome ato luit mua valmi umeeni sohutsenit nilu halun nilu naga anna ova nähmätä halun kuollaan ikinä puulaan luit tämmöjä riemtri kajovaari juut Maninya rumil jaka amilin lorira kuna certified captain mukun suli certified mukun mumaya coast guard inspection pass sa kahmi sa kahmi matul na hina ta kami siyut kano tunog mo charge ka layak pi siyut itna mani rumil kuto ko tayto sa bato mani kawo lang na kuta chupa na kuta magmitay mo kaktua ko. Kyllä paitsi clean up the kajan me lakit ja täällä on puu pitää se, että me käy mun sille tehty tämän. Mutta kannattaa kyllä me teokka luu, asia saattaa jo pitää meillä, asia juuru pitää, samalta on vielä, suon ruuun mun. Mutta nää ratakaan, mitä ne on kääntyy, ne oli mun saavamme minun tukkana, vuosi täällä on juu, asia siirraa.
For your information, the tech center is offering a full-stop
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up because it was on KOTZ announcements.
If anyone in your villages are interested in being certified or licensed to drive, because there's so much insurance and liability to take kids anywhere nowadays, you have to have insurance, especially if it's in a group. If you have people that are interested, this class is going to be February 3rd. I think that's when it started. And it, I think it costs about $1,000 to take this class, somewhere around there, to enroll for this class. Are we done with Camp Sybil?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I come to thought of those kids too that didn't get to go. I was afraid of three of them, because if they didn't, if they're not the first ones to go again, they might not go at all again this summer. But we have to come to think about it.
There is a waiting list from some kids wanted to go for a few years, they still never get to go. Some kids learn the system right now, they learn the fax machine. They fill out their application and they fax it to the office. But in the past, it was first come, first serve, and I know there's kids on the list, and we want to try to make sure those kids apply and that those kids get first chance to go.
And you haven't set the date yet, huh?
You haven't set the date yet.
I wonder what month was it and what day was it? July last summer?
July, mid-July.
Mid-July.
So this year, tentatively, we're starting the week after 4th of July. Monday after 4th of July is our first camp session.
Do they have a coastal camp to do it too in this area, like Kivalin and other villages, or Upper Kobuk?
Rachel's talking about that Riley Rec camp, but I don't know how old the people are for that. We got our materials, we bought our materials, and we need to do the temporary build-up, we got all of that material, and we got from our Port Foundation money. How old are the people for the camp that are
here? I think they will be older kids, because seal hunting is for older people. Even some young married men want to go learn how to hunt seal, because they never had an opportunity to hunt seal in their wives. We go and take them from other places and they don't know how to they